5, what is the null for ANOVA when applied to multiple condition designs? What is the limitation of this procedure? What do we do to accompany this initial test? How do we choose which follow-up procedure to use? The null for ANOVA, whether for a two-condition or a multiple-condition design, is that the conditions represent populations with the same mean. ANOVA doesn't care whether it's 2, 10, 19, 27, doesn't care. All the same is the null. The limitation for this procedure is that it tells us whether or not there's a pattern of mean differences. But if there is a pattern of mean differences, it doesn't tell us what is that pattern. We have a variety of procedures for determining what is that pattern. We've got pairwise comparisons with and without alpha correction. We've got simple analytic comparisons. We've got complex analytic comparisons. And we've got trend analyses. Any of those gives us a way to look at the pattern of mean differences after the omnibus F or the omnibus ANOVA tells us that there is one. The way that we choose between those follow-up procedures, like the way we choose among everything else, is we pick the one that is the most direct test of the research hypothesis. If you're telling me about pairwise differences, I'm either going to use pairwise comparisons or simple analytics. If you're telling me how conditions group and those group conditions compare to each other, then I'm going to use complex analytic comparisons. If you're telling me about the shape of the IV-DV relationship for a quantitative variable, I'm going to use trend analysis. We always want to use the most direct test of our research hypothesis.